sucks, Shane. It's been a while. We're happy to have you. We're glad to be back. A little hiatus from we're not in the we're not in the normal.
I let him do the intro once, and this is how he's act.
We're not in the normal place. You can see it's new. We have a video. We have video form. It's be on YouTube. Me and Tim have a podcast as well. It's called the Men's Hour. It's on YouTube.
The Man Spread.
I was gonna say that's a really good name for a podcast.
Mansplain.
Mansplain. You want to start a podcast? Mansplain.
Mansplain.
Okay. You too. Okay. Yeah. Go. Perfect. No. For sure. Yeah.
Sorry. You'll just be
our producer. Yeah. That's fine.
But welcome back to the Talk of Shame. We're happy
Let
to
me
have
adjust
you.
The sword. Yeah. I don't want it to fall onto Brent's leg and slice a sword.
You know, it's big bass. I'm not behind the glass this time, which is really nice.
I mean, I could put that TV through your head.
Okay. So, we're here with Tim Triplett and Brent Panikvar, as always. How you guys feeling today?
Oh, no, man. It feels good to be back.
Yep.
It's been, what, like 4.5, 5 months since our last one? You weren't there for it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I was busy.
A lot has changed. Brent, what has changed? Where are we right now?
We're home, baby. we're in the Talk of Shame content house.
Yeah. We started a content creation house. Live in Columbus, Ohio now.
We're in LA.
I was gonna lie, then say LA.
We're in Punta
Columbus
Gorda.
Was a joke.
Punta Gorda, Florida. I don't know.
You know, it's kind of like like mattress warehouse.
Tim's already stressed.
How am I stressed? I'm just giving my face a little wipe down. Anyway, the Queen's dead.
I saw where you went with that. You went with the British accent, and then I think we should talk in British accent.
Okay. Right. So, that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna discuss the Queen's death purely in a British accent. Kick us off, good.
At least Oscar. Sorry, I can't do that.
Oi! No, so you see here.
Yeah, tell us about it, you bloody wanky.
We say long live the queen, then, right? And she didn't live long.
She lived for 96 years.
Okay, but like,
where's your British accent?
Oh, sorry.
You can't do it without hollering.
I want to holler every time.
Yeah, that's it. The AC is coming back on.
It is so hot. I started feeling leaks between my cheeks.
Are these your cheeks now?
Yeah.
I got leaks. Yeah, see, that's why the AC is coming back on. We run a low-budget operation around here, as we all know, for years. But, no, the Queen's dead.
The Queen's dead.
I didn't mean to.
Let's get down and diggy.
I didn't mean to segue it like that, but
long live the Queen. I think it's a very sad and tragic day for the British people.
But here's the thing, though. I saw a video the other day about, like, it kind of went into who's the next in line?
King Charles.
Charles. Yeah. So,
By the way, Charles and Diana, Princess Diana. You guys want to talk about that or not right now?
He had her killed after they got divorced. Yeah, I mean,
that's all we needed to know.
We can say that for a conspiracy theory episode.
Yeah.
Come on. I mean, pinky out while we're talking about the Brits, for
pinky
sure.
Pinky blinders. I'm having my...
Pinky fucking blinders.
I'm having my bloody tea and crumpets. You fucking...
What is a crumpet?
It's a biscuit.
Like a scone.
Yeah, that's a good way.
So what's a scone then? Where's that from? No, I know what a scone is. Like, what is it from? France? The French?
Yeah.
Paris?
Yeah.
Paris.
Oh, oui, oui.
Baguette.
Okay, so Prince Charles. Okay, sorry. King Charles.
Yeah, there you go.
Queen Charles.
Nope. Try again.
He's our queen.
It's not James Charles.
Oh, my God.
He could be.
Oh, my God. The Mission Impossible mask. He gets up in his coronation. And he does the Ethan Hunt mask thing, and it's James Charles.
Clarice. I wouldn't expect it for sure.
Anyways, but apparently the way he treated like his servants and stuff, I'm sorry, still treats, was like messed up. They like, he gets up in the morning to go brush his teeth, and if they come and put the toothpaste on his toothbrush, if it's not like an inch long, that's what she said, then he gets pissed off. That's what she said too. Go ahead.
He can't hit the tube himself.
No, he has his servants.
Well,
did you guys see that video?
The movie
Coming to America. You ever seen that?
Brent, you're gonna hate me. I ain't never seen
that. With Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
How they like bathe him?
No, I tried to lie.
No, he hasn't.
I haven't seen that. I'm gonna be honest.
And sorry. Because
the ice is melting so quickly in these
commercials. Sorry. I'm gonna try to segue you to that one. Not at all. Did you guys see that video of him like just? He was sitting.
And there's this thing he can't grab it himself.
And it was like things like this. And he's like. I'm like telling service to fucking move it. I'm like, dude, just move it yourself.
I mean, if it wasn't obvious before, I mean, the UK's headed for damnation. I mean, for sure, right? Racist. The Queen definitely is racist.
That is.
She was a lizard, so.
Was.
Red.
She was a lizard. What's your data on that? Go ahead.
Data on the Queen being a lizard?
Yeah. She's a lizard.
She's a lizard. Yeah.
Okay, so how'd she die though? Do we know? Did she just fall
old
ill?
Old age, bro.
Just, it's
she's
literally
96.
Just old age. No. And I get that.
Molted.
She molted into another form.
Yeah.
No, but like, was it like she got a cold and then just never recovered, or?
I don't think that's ever going to be public knowledge because, really? Like I told you, I literally tried to add a image of the Queen from Google Images onto an email, and when I tried to add it, it literally said like, this has been removed from the royal family, or this image is not
apparently available. The royal family has access to Outlook, right? You were trying to send it on Outlook, right?
It was like Outlook images from online.
You in the back.
Yeah.
Can I get into why you were trying to send a picture on email?
Okay.
You wanted to announce her death. Everyone needs to know.
At work, I am the captain for the new hires and everything. Yep, captain. I have a hat.
No, you don't salute to us. We salute to you.
I am the captain. No.
Soldiers.
But I send out a daily email of like just how everybody's sitting for like their numbers for the metrics and everything. Okay. But also, I just for added effect to my email, so people like to look at it, do a geoguesser thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the geoguesser for the international.
You were trying to geoguess which wrinkle on the Queen's body you sent a picture of?
It was her butt cheek.
How many wrinkles do you think? Over under on wrinkles on the Queen's butt cheek.
17,000.
17,000?
I was just at 29.
I mean, I was nowhere near 17 grand.
She's like 96. You gotta imagine.
No, there's definitely a plethora, big word, thesaurus. Of wrinkles,
a
googoplex, but I don't know about 17,000, and I think it's more than 29. So I'm taking the over on that.
17,000 was not.
I might
win
that bet
unless the full body.
I don't know how we're gonna figure out.
We're gonna exhume her body.
Yeah, I'm down.
But here's another thing about her dying. Right, so I read this article that said there were two members of the royal family, low ranking members that weren't really important, nowhere near the top of the line of succession. That in like one of them was pronounced dead in like 1945, but didn't actually die until like 1965.
Queen's alive.
So I think there's a very good chance that she's still alive. And she went to the Royal Guard or whatever happens over there. And she's like, look, I'm done. You know, I retire and I'm not pulling a Brett Favre and coming back type of thing.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true? No, you think she's gone, gone? Okay.
Charles Gilder.
That was.
Oh,
speaking of death.
Speaking of death.
You in the back. You have a question? You raise
no,
your hand.
No, I don't. Never mind. Go on. Carry on.
How do you want to die? See, I like this question a lot because I like it when people get creative about it. I'm very romantic about death personally.
Okay.
I think that death should really, like, you should go out the way you want to. And it's messed up that people don't. You know what I'm saying? So here's how I want to die. You ready? You ready? So my age, mid to late 30s, right?
Jesus, dude, it's coming up.
It's coming quick. It's coming up quicker than I think. Anyways, mid to late 30s, right? I'll paint the picture for you, okay? It's late August in a small town in northern Montana, okay? Mountain ranges in the background. The sun is beginning to set. I'd say it's almost dusk. Okay. There's a late summer rain in the air that's like causing mist to come up from the ground. You know what I'm saying?
I know the vibe. I know the vibe. Okay.
I'm on like a half hog, like Honda type bike, classic bike, not a, not, not nothing new, you know, not a crotch rocket.
Or like an Indian. Like nope.
They're called Native Americans. So.
Nope. That's the bike.
I know what you're talking
okay.
about.
Okay. I know. Sick. Anyways, I drive into this small town, right? I find a little corner dive bar, kick the kickstand down. I'm out. I hop onto the, hop into the dive bar. Okay. I come in, I see a classic jukebox in the corner, coin op. I got change in my pocket from a 40 ounce of Cobra that I bought an hour ago. Just drink it on my bike.
God damn it.
I bop over the jukebox, right? Somehow they have Nirvana on the jukebox, right? Play a few Nirvana songs. Something in the Way, Lithium, because Come As You Are. Come.
Something.
Anyways, here we go. We're moving. Okay. I go up to the bar. I have a couple Jack Neat, warm. I don't want it cold at all. I want it warm off the shelf. Knock a couple back straight down the gullet. I see a older gentleman in the corner at the pool table, practicing a little bit. He's got long white hair, a long white beard.
This is Santa Claus.
No.
Okay.
No, but he's dressed in leather. He's a biker. You can tell, right? But he's like modern badass.
Santa Claus.
Huh?
Undercover.
Modern Santa. Claus.
Modern Santa. Okay. He's goth Santa Claus.
Okay. Santa Claus for sure.
Yep,
yeah.
There it is.
Bad kid he's Santa Claus.
Cold
yeah.
Cold every bad kid.
What? He's the Santa that manufactures the coal. Oh, that okay. real Santa.
Yeah, he mines it.
Anyway, so I hop on over there. Right.
That would be sick.
I throw a hundred. I throw a hundred on the pool table. I say, let's put some money on this old timer. I hit him with an old timer, right?
He doesn't.
I
like
kick
that,
his ass.
Oh,
kick his ass. Like he maybe makes one ball in before I knock it. You know what I'm saying? So I kick his ass.
I've seen you at pool up. Before. And you're not that good.
Okay, but this is mid to late 30s. I got another decade or more.
That's like 2 years down the road, brother.
No, it's not. How old do you think I am?
29?
No.
No. My bad.
I got a decade and a half to perfect my billiards game. All right. Okay. Anyways, so I go back up to the bar, kill a few more jacks. I'm like, all right, that's enough. I'm moving on because I'm doing a cross-country road trip, right? On my bike. I go outside. It's raining still. Just a steady rain. Not a mist, not a downpour, just a steady rain. I'm walking towards my bike that's, you know, a block down the street.
Can I ask you
something? I mean, go ahead. Yeah.
Sorry.
Sure. I love being interrupted.
Yeah. You said before, this has been on my mind a lot. It's been raining, right?
Yeah.
And you're on your bike.
Yeah, I got a leather jacket on.
You don't think you're going to pull over?
No. Okay. It's just, I said, it's not a downpour.
It's a mist.
It's a steady rain.
Not really a mist. It's a steady, yeah.
You're not right.
I wear a helmet. I'm a safe man.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why you're trying to poke holes in my death story.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Just die already.
Yeah. Oh, please, dude. Get on with it.
I'm walking down the street to my
die already.
God. Laptop died. I'm speaking of dying. Anyways, I'm walking down the street to my bike. Guy comes out of nowhere out of the alley, right? Puts a pistol into my liver, right? Comes up real close and goes.
I gotta be honest.
Yeah, go ahead. Hey, speak a little louder.
My death story is gonna be 2 seconds. It might be real quick.
Why?
Cancer dead.
Is that because my sister had cancer and you're making fun of her?
I mean, she didn't die, so I don't think I was trying to make fun of her.
Yeah, he's not referencing your sister's story at all because he wants to die in his.
Yeah.
Anyways, pistol in my liver. He goes, that's cute. He goes, no, he doesn't say that's cute.
Okay.
But
okay.
He goes, you're cute.
Simple little.
Hey,
dog.
You think Santa Claus is going to say, hey, dog?
It's not Santa Claus. This is a random man in a suit, head to toe, glasses on, looking like he's from Men in Black. He puts a pistol to my liver. He goes, are you Tim Triplett? I say, you bet your ass. He goes, it took a while to find you. I say, sorry, shoots me in the liver. I fall into the gutter and bleed out, dead. The sun sets. on my story and the day in northern Montana.
So, like, the sun is currently setting as that.
As that's happening, yes. There's an orange glow to the background scenery of the mountain range.
I know there are mountains in Montana. Are we seeing a mountain range at the end of this street you just died on?
Yes.
Where are you? You're going on a cross-country road trip? Where are you starting from?
Yeah, like Forrest Gump style?
I don't know. Well, I'm on a bike, so not Forrest Gump style.
That's a good point.
Where am I starting from? I don't know. Maine? I'm living in a lighthouse at the time. Do you want me to keep going? I'll just start making shit up.
Yeah, I'm cool. It's a very well thought out story.
Yeah. I almost lost a limb there.
Oh, watch the sword falling.
Right.
Mine is not something that crazy. I'll be honest. I just want my family around. I'm going to be honest. All right. I want my family around and I want to do some sick joke at the end of my life. I want to say, hey, I got a lot of money buried.
Do you want to play through this? Do you want to play through this situation?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm your dad, right? Okay. Your dad's still alive. He outlives you.
God,
Ron outlives
Ron. Okay.
Ron goes.
I'm your son,
Chrissy. He goes, Chrissy.
He doesn't say Chrissy.
Say he does though, okay. Right? He goes, hey, Chrissy.
He starts Chrissy later in my life.
He starts Chrissy in you. Okay. How late in your life is this?
I want to say,
and hold on, I need to get some. Okay, I need to get some details ironed out. What are you on your deathbed for?
Cancer.
Okay,
come on.
Not a good joke. Not a good joke.
Not a good joke.
Not a good joke.
Let's say
Lyme disease.
He wandered into the tall grass.
Gonorrhea.
Jesus.
You know what they say? Herpes just the braille for the penis.
Herpagonosyphilates.
That's not a good joke. I probably shouldn't make that joke.
Anyway, so you're hold on, let me set the scene here. So you're on your deathbed for Lyme disease.
Nah, we won't say Lyme disease, all right? Let's say some 40 years down the road, right? Some new...
Ron is living a long life. I'm happy about that.
He's only like 50 years old. So
that's 90.
Yeah,
that's
not a big deal.
Okay, yeah, queen.
But my great-grandma lived to 99. My other great-grandma lived to 100.
Shout out Chris's great-grandma.
Chris, you're going to make it.
You guys crossed the Potomac with Washington. Proud of you. That's cute.
Okay. In 40 years, there's a new disease out. Kind of like Corona.
What's COVID-20. Its name? What's its name?
Gluteus Maximus.
That's the name of your butt.
It's butt cheek.
Gluteus Maximus Swise.
Butt cheek.
So Swise disease.
Yes.
Okay. Are you the first case of this disease?
No. I'm like the fourth.
The fourth.
I don't want to be first.
Okay. But are you the most popular person to get it?
Of course I am.
Okay. So do you want this disease to be named after you? So it's a little easier, like Tommy John, like the Tommy John surgery.
No. Cause there's not a cure for it yet.
Okay. So you would want
to. But they're going to use my body afterwards for the cure.
Okay.
So don't worry.
Okay. So you're on, what was the name of the disease again?
Gluteus Maximus Wise.
So you're on your deathbed, dying from Gluteus Maximus Wise.
First patient ever.
Your whole family's fourth. Surrounding you right now. Yep. Ron is the closest to you. He puts his hand on your shoulder.
He says,
come here.
Yep.
Go ahead. He goes, because he started calling you Chrissy recently. Yeah. He goes, Chrissy?
Wake up.
Chrissy, wake up.
No.
Your eyes are starting to jam.
Right? I'm still conscious.
He goes, Chrissy, after this long life, do you have any regrets?
And I say, okay.
Yep, this is what you said.
But he also says he's proud of
you. You don't need to set it up. You can just do it. We're acting it out.
I know.
Right
can
now.
You say
so? We're gonna take it from the top. Okay. Scene one.
But can you say you're? Can you say you're proud of me?
Okay.
Say, hey.
We didn't run lines before this show.
No, so I'm proud of you and everything that you've accomplished.
Thank you, the clapper.
And everything you've accomplished. Now you can say action.
Chrissy. I'm so proud.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
See, because Ron would be laughing. Can I get in character here?
Can I ask another question? Is Jackie still alive?
Yes, of course.
Okay, perfect.
Jackie outlives Ron.
She's getting. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. Okay.
All right. Wait, ready?
No, action. Sorry. Okay. I'll be serious. My bad.
All right, so please don't scream out in agony this time. Can I get back
to you?
Give me two goddamn seconds.
It's the gluteus maximus wise. My butt hurts.
Is it a butt disease?
Gluteus maximus means what?
Butt.
Exactly. Okay.
Action.
That's falling. That's falling. I'm sorry.
Can we please focus here and run through this scene? The director is gonna cut this scene from the movie.
I am cutting it.
Thank you.
I need to add another detail. On my deathbed, I'm asking for a gin and tonic.
Okay, so do you want me to hand you a gin and tonic in this scene?
I don't have one.
Okay. It's gone.
Are we gonna have to pause and get you one?
No.
I would love one right now.
Okay, kid, Clapper.
Clapper. What's that guy's name? We're talking about what's that guy's name in the
production?
Yeah. I've always wanted to know.
It's the Clapper guy.
He's like, take one.
No, that's what that's called, is a clapper. That's just the Clapper guy.
Okay, my bad.
I don't know. I'm not in film business.
Okay.
Right?
Go ahead. Okay. Let me. Ooh, that's my
That's
knee,
a knee bump.
Brother.
Come on.
Okay.
Action.
Oh, my.
See, you went first. Sorry. You went first that time. Sorry. Why were you doing a high-pitched female voice there? Oh my God, did you transition during your life at some point? Is that what caused the herpagon of civil age?
Sorry. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to get canceled.
Chrissy, we are so proud of you and all you have accomplished in your life. Here's a gin and tonic. Do you have any last words before this horrible disease that you created kills you? You buried what? What money. Did you bury, Chrissy? Money. Where would you bury the money, Chrissy?
For my wife and children.
Your wife and children? You don't have any.
My child's right here.
You died alone. That's the Clapper guy.
Dude, he was already my child in the scene, bro. Where did you go wrong, dude? This is crazy. Dude, Brett is my child.
Brett's your child. Okay, so now we're expanding this. Brett has a part now. He's not the class.
He's only that man's my child, dude.
When?
You missed it.
Literally, because it's tinfoil. Well, the word is my man. Wow.
That ain't considerate. Fuck.
We're just doing a little improv here. Okay, not like ahead. Improv with the boys.
Go ahead. Check again.
Okay, this is the last time that we're doing this. This is the last take. Announce it, please. Clapper guy / Chris's son.
Final action. Go.
Chrissy, my son, we are so proud of you and all that you have done in this life. Take this gin and tonic as your final drink in this life. Do you have any last words, any last things to say before you pass into the beyond?
I left money.
You left money where?
To my son.
Just your son? What about the rest of your family? We are starving.
My son and my wife.
Who's your wife? We will never know who his wife is. His son is now rich. Beep. And scene. Okay.
Thank you.
You just want to. Okay, but here's the thing, though. Do you really have money?
No.
In this situation,
and I also don't know. You guys don't know where I buried it, so.
Oh.
Hey, you guys didn't think about that.
Yeah, but like you don't know where it is. Okay, moving on, Brent. Dream death scenario. Paint us the picture as I did, and then we'll act it out a little bit. Play a little improv.
It's a sticky situation.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. You know, it involves not too much happening.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, it's a great way to go out.
Sure.
All right. So, middle of the winter, not a storm.
Is there snow on the ground, though?
Snow covering the ground.
Okay.
Hasn't happened in a couple days, so it's roads are clear.
Sure.
Right.
That's very important.
Decently clear.
Where do you live?
At this point.
Question.
Because it's snowy.
We're gonna go
Arizona.
We're still gonna go Ohio.
Okay.
We're just gonna go Ohio.
Back hometown, like northern Ohio.
So the story doesn't happen in Ohio where this happens. I live in Ohio.
Okay.
I'm driving Lake Tahoe in West Virginia.
Mountain Mama, take me home.
The reason I'm in West Virginia is because
you're a huge
I own land
giant.
There.
You own land there. Okay.
I own land there.
What type of land?
Lots of land. Like
a ranch?
Like hunting land.
Okay.
So like,
you know,
mountainous.
Like I got a cabin. Yeah, mountainous. Like
so in the Appalachia.
I got a four-wheeler there.
Nice.
Hanging out.
Absolutely.
Doing that.
Okay.
Perfect.
It's just me on the way back home.
Okay.
Just had a little solo dolo. Weekend hunting trip, something.
How old are you here?
at this point, very old.
We're like 90s? Brittle, dying?
Probably. Okay, maybe not very old. We're talking like 65, 75, okay. Somewhere in between.
And you were riding ATVs at 65, 75.
I'm not saying like
side by side.
Okay.
When I got the space, it would, you know, there's ATV trails and all that. Sure. That's what the land has. I'm not saying at 75, 65, I'm doing that.
Sure. But
it's there, you know.
It's for your family.
Hunting land, though.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm hanging out. I'm there for the weekend. On the way home, storm came through. It's gone, like I said. Mm-hmm. Roads are pretty clear.
Is it daytime or nighttime?
Like midday.
Midday. Okay.
Like sun's starting to go down.
Sure.
Not actually down yet.
No.
Still bright out, but you can see it moving down.
So like 2 o'clock moving, in the winter. Yeah. Because it gets dark by 4.
Moving to dusk.
Okay.
Yeah. Moving there. Still bright. Taking the curves. I don't know if you ever drove in West Virginia before.
A little bit. Yeah.
Very mountainous and curvy.
Curvy. Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
So I love my women.
Go on.
We're hitting them. I'm happy. I just killed a deer. Got a little buck.
You got them strapped to the roof?
I'm driving a nice, nice pickup truck at this
point. Okay. So he's in the bed then?
He's in the bed.
Sure. Okay.
We got a nice little pickup truck. Mm-hmm.
You're going to make jerky? You're going to make venison logs? What are you doing with that meat?
Oh, everything.
Okay.
You know, we're taking it to the processor. Sure. We're saying, hey, give me a little bit, a couple pounds of jerky.
Sure.
Give me a couple deer sausages, everything.
Sure.
Trying to get it all.
Okay.
Storm starts out of the middle of nowhere. This is how I die. We go off the side of the hill.
Whoa.
Okay. How much, like, so is there a lot of swerving involved? Or, like, do you take a turn, you slip, and now on that first slip, you're through the railing and off the mountain?
You know, honestly, I feel like the way it's going to happen is we're on these tight, curvy West Virginia roads. And semi-pools round the side.
Yeah.
I kind of got to like stay close or whatever.
Yeah.
It gets kind of slippery towards the inside part of the road because it's like close to the mountain or whatever.
You know,
water's coming off it, turn to ice
or
just build up from plows and that. Hit a little bit, try and overcorrect something. I don't know why. I feel, you know, I used to have a completely different idea last time we had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of some stuff like saloon doors, kick it in, like yours almost.
Hell yeah.
At this point now, I just feel like I want to be happy in life. I'm at my other plot of land, you know,
piece
of land. I'm living life.
That's real just, grown up.
You know, just really had a great time.
Very grown up.
Got myself a little deer. I'm like, you know, living life, listening to some freaking Nirvana, driving down the.
Everyone's got to die to Nirvana. I'm sorry. That's the death soundtrack. Anyways, so you're by yourself, right?
Yeah.
Do you die on impact off your fall?
I mean, yeah, that's at least kind of what I'd hope. Okay. I mean, yeah, you're probably going to roll a little bit down the hill or something.
Sure.
I mean, West Virginia, I'm talking, I'm in the mountains. So,
okay.
Like there is space for me to go.
No, 100%. Okay. You know? I didn't know if you like ended up in the hospital for a little bit or what, if that was the end of the story right there.
I've thought about this multiple times before ever having this idea of going out, like literally just dying in general. I don't want to have like a strung on, like if they
no 100% no like, quick death.
If somebody looks at me and says you got 10 years to live on cancer if you get this treatment, but you're gonna live a shitty 10 years,
sure,
but you've got 5 if you just live it out, deal with let's just say it's lung cancer, deal with coughing, deal with, you know, lung cancer in itself instead of dealing with going bald, throwing up every single day, doing chemo and all that. Like, I would probably take 5 over 10, but a good 5 over a shitty 10.
That's good.
You know what I mean? Okay. Or I take a quick death over being absolutely just messed up, sitting in the hospital for like a month.
How about this, though? This is a question for everybody. How long would you want to be left on life support if you went brain dead?
0 days.
Zero?
Oh, I want to be pulled.
But,
pulled
no,
immediately.
I,
okay.
I have a
this is your living will and testament. So this is
anybody,
on the
next person I marry, whoever it is, whoever it might be.
Wait. The next person you marry?
Yeah. Well, fuck.
What happened in Vegas?
Nothing.
He pulled an Ed Helms.
The person I marry right now, I just want to, if I'm on life support ever, pull me. Pull the plug.
They're gonna play this for the doctors and lawyers in your hospital.
When I'm alone,
yeah.
But I don't have a wife. I'm like, he just wants. Everyone's dead. Sorry.
Your gold digger wife. No, but here's the question.
Yeah.
When I come out of life support, am I like a vegetable, but still kind of alive?
There's still possibility that you could live, but they don't know. It's a complete question mark. How about, let's say this, not brain dead, but a coma. Because those are different, right? Yeah. Like those are separate things. Yeah, so you're in a coma.
Most people from a coma like wake up and are fine. It's literally just like your brain is operating at such a low.
But there's those cases of comas that last 45 years and then the person just dies.
Yeah. 100%.
So like,
but you're saying after 5 you come out.
Well, if you know that, I'm saying you don't know how it's going to end. You could be in a coma for, like I said, 45 years and die, or you could come out in 2 days and be alive. The doctors and be fine. The doctors have no idea whatsoever. They're clueless. How long, like, would you want your family to deal with you being in a coma like that? You know? And would you guys be by my bedside if I did?
No.
Oh, that's messed up. You wouldn't come and see me if I was in a coma.
A year.
You wouldn't like leave me a card, a balloon. A year is as long as you'd want to be left.
Yeah.
Just see if they can figure it out in a year. If not, to the day, 365, gone.
I mean, at 365, if they look at my family and say, hey, in a month, we're going to be able to fix this, then yes.
I know, but they're clueless.
Are you crying?
No, I was swallowing my drink. I am going to start crying here, though.
If they're completely clueless at 365 and it's hurt my family that much and it's costing them that much money,
bucks. Yeah.
I mean, to stay in the hospital, I mean, Jesus.
Sure. Yeah,
just, I can't imagine how much a 20-year coma would cost.
Okay.
That's at least $10, $15 million.
Here's what I'd do if Chris was in a coma, right?
Go ahead. Pull the plug the second they tell me.
I'd come visit you every week.
Wow.
Once a week. Yeah, I would.
Okay.
If I had to drive up to Toledo to do it, drive down the street, didn't matter. I'd come see you. Maybe across the world would be different.
Bring a stripper.
I'm going to start getting choked up here.
Sorry.
No, I would not bring a stripper. But what I would do is every time I'd come in and make sure you're comfortable, right? I'd roll you over and I'd start.
Whoa.
Can I finish?
Sorry, go ahead.
And I'd start just putting stuff up your butt. Just little things, right? We start with maybe
popsicles.
Stuff that's gonna melt, right?
Ice cubes.
I might move up to like, you know, an 8-ball or like a mini bat, you know.
Barbie dolls.
And I just see how much I can get up there.
Like a pinata.
Dude, how'd you wake up? With just miscellaneous items up your rectum.
Two-pound bag of Jolly Ranchers.
I'm starting to poop them out, right?
2-pound bag of Jolly Ranchers.
My parents don't know.
No.
At all.
They're like, hey, Chris, so like, why is there a 2-pound bag of Jolly Ranchers in the toilet covered in blood? You know, like, what's going on here?
Well, it came out in one piece.
Exactly.
How it got there. Exactly. I'm like, I thought you guys played a sick joke on me.
All right. Speaking of molestation.
I almost threw up.
Here's a would you rather. This is coming from
what the fuck is going on?
Here's a would you rather. We're gonna go back to our roots, right? So this
go back to our roots of molestation.
You, can we? It's a would you rather question. Can you let me finish?
No, let me go ahead.
I was saying, speaking of molestation, to be ironic and funny, okay? It's a joke, and we're allowed to make those still. There's no rules against it. Thank you. Anyways.
Once you get fucking mad, God. Man.
Anyway, so this is Gabe's question corner, brought to you by Speed Stick. For when smelling bad is just not an option, but smelling is an option. Now, this is Gabe's question, sent in from one of our co-writer, of course. This question is very simple, straightforward. Okay, would you rather be molested by a magician? Magician, okay. Magician's yep. One.
Okay.
Or a pirate.
Alrighty. Oh, here's a question before I answer. Does the pirate have a hook as a hand?
That's great. Like, that's a great.
Nobody has a peg leg.
Oh fuck.
Okay.
And it's a pretty thick peg leg.
A magician.
Really?
Yep.
You're not at all concerned.
Nope. What he's
about the
out.
Tricks a magician nope. Could play on you.
Nope. Mm-hmm. It's all
he can turn a wand into a rose with thorns on it, brother.
Sleight of hand, brother.
Yeah, and he'll slide a hand right into you.
Yeah. Imagine if you could turn a hot dog. I don't want a peg leg up my butt. I'll say
no one said he was going to put the pirate was going to put his peg leg in your butt. Yeah. No one said that.
No one said that.
That's just up to interpretation. If that's what you thought, maybe it happens. Maybe it doesn't, though.
That's what I
thought. I'll be honest. I'm going to take the magician also.
Okay.
Not looking for that vitamin C deficiency.
Scurvy. Why do you think you would you catch vitamin C deficiency if a pirate molested you?
No.
Are we talking about today's pirates or yesterday's?
No,
pirates?
No, no, no. Yeah. 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 Today's yesterday's pirates. Pirates. Okay. Like today's what? Thursday? Yeah. Wednesday's pirates.
No, like yesterday.
Like, of the Caribbean. Like
pirates
yes.
of the Caribbean.
Yes.
Those kind of guys.
Did you just say Caribbean?
Caribbean.
I thought he said Caribbean.
I thought he said Caribbean too. I wasn't going to.
So you're going magician?
Yeah, magician. Okay. I'd rather him pull me out a rose than him pull me out six teeth that just fell out of his mouth.
It's facts. What are you taking?
Teeth are smaller than a rose, though.
What are you taking?
You know, I really... I do apologize for that.
Actually, I'll just take the magician's secondary lady. You know, the little assistant.
Hot assistant.
That wasn't an option.
Well, you said magician. They're usually magicians, just the hot assistant magician. So take that one.
That wasn't a choice. Yeah, I'm taking
breath. It's up to interpretation.
I'm taking magician too. It's purely I'm trying to provoke the conversation anyway. I'm taking magician purely off cleanliness. And that's as simple as it gets.
That's my answer.
Okay. You okay?
I don't know if, but you said vitamin C deficiency. Can you
scurvy. That is literally.
I don't know what scurvy is. I'll be brutally honest with you. I've never heard that.
Scurvy is where they literally, like, their mouth is, like, their gums are black and their teeth, like, fall out because they don't eat enough, like, vitamin C to, like, retain their vitamins in their body. And they lose their gums deteriorate and their teeth fall out and they have bad breath. Scurvy and vitamin
C. Don't get scurvy.
Yeah, don't.
I wouldn't plan on it.
Okay, yeah. I'm getting molested by the magician. All right. Any parting words on this fantastic
returning
episode?
Yeah, I got something. I got something real quick. I don't know if it's going to be real quick. Let me sit up.
No, I said parting words. How long is this going to take? I said parting words. As in, we're ending the show in 2 minutes.
I got 2 minutes?
You got a minute and 56 seconds now.
Let me just do something real quick. I'm going to leave you guys with this.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Babe Ruth wasn't that good. He wasn't.
And Aaron Judge is on juice.
No shot, but.
Very big shot.
Babe Ruth wasn't that good, and we'll talk about that next week's episode. We'll
yeah, look forward to next week's juice. Episode where we discuss Babe Ruth being overrated, Aaron Judge on the juice, and Chris's new eyebrow slit. Fuck. Anyways, this has been the return episode of the Talk of Shame. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. Now we got YouTube as well. And do we have anything else?
I have one thing to say.
TikTok. TikTok.
We don't have TikTok.
Yes, we do.
Oh. We love cornhole.
We love corn.
Cornhole.
It's corn.
Big shout out to our dear friend and friend of the pod, Gabriel Dolan, for getting his ACL pro card. We will have him on the show here eventually.
First pro athlete on the show.
Waiting for dates to get figured out. We're a big fan. We will be sponsors this season. And we're excited to see where his career takes him. Stop looking at your tricep. For Chris Jersky and Brent Ponikvar,
Big Bass.
I have been Tim Triplett. And this has been the Talk of Shame.
I need some food.
We'll see ya.
I'm fucking fat.
At a later date.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.